Well, next we have two Augusta alumni from class of 76 musical instrument making class. Wayne Erbson on the fiddle, accompanied by concertina Tina Lydon-Jones.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you tonight? That's my MC voice. Okay, we'll start out with one that fits the occasion. It's called Fine Times at Our House. Okay, we're gonna sneak a little medley in on you here. One called Fishing Creek Blues, and the other one will be going down the Lee Highway.
Next we have Everett Wedge, accompanied by Alvin Wooten. Alvin's taken over there. Everybody needs a guitar player there, and I'm just too sleepy, so Alvin's playing for everybody. I won't introduce him anymore. You'll just know who he is.
Good evening, folks. First number we're going to play is an old tune my grandfather used to play. It's called Holly Poplar. Next number I'm going to play is an old waltz called Sweet Bunch of Daisies.
Next we have Kenny Godwin, accompanied by Walter Heisen on the guitar.
That'd be good. partner's Water Hyson, and got to start off with an old tune called Soldier's Joy. Try an old tune called Slide the Jugs Down a Mountain.
Next on the agenda, we have Carlos Dalton, accompanied by Alvin Wooten and Mike Burns.
We're gonna try to play Jimmy Johnson, I think it is. Thank you.
So remember, play this in line and turn me up. Give me the name of it.
This one is "Oh My Little Gal, Just Like I Tell You."
That's come from Tidewater, Virginia to play for us. His name is Mark Campbell and he's unaccompanied.
I'd like to play Speed the Plow first. I'd like to play The Last of Callahan. Thank you.
It's typical in a fiddle contest that the fiddler that plays for us first gets to play last so the judges don't forget what they heard. So for all our pleasure, again, we have Strawberry McLeod.
I'm going to play one of my hometown pieces of tunes. They call it Brown County Autumn. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm going to play one that I used to play with the Skillet Lickers. They called Old Joe Clark, Key of A.
Well, that was the end of the fiddling part of tonight's program.
They'll be back in a couple minutes. That's the Greengrass Cloggers. All right, they're gonna announce the fiddle winner now. Okay, so we'll clear out of here, and these fiddlers will see who goes home. Just to throw in my 2 cents worth, that's some of the nicest fiddling I've heard anywhere in that contest, and I really enjoyed hearing it, and I thank all those fiddlers for playing.
I'm Connie.
I'm Barbara.
And we're going to tell a story as soon as we decide which one to tell you. Which one you want to do?
Once there were two sisters.
And everybody called the older one a red-headed rascal.
No doubt about it.
People said.
She's got what it takes. Now, someday, she'll be rich.
The other sister was different.
People called me a lazy good-for-nothing. 'Cause I hated to work.
Don't pay any attention to that one,
they said.
She'll never amount to much. She'll never get anywhere. She's a lazy good for nothing.
Now that red-headed rascal was just full of ideas. And one day she said to her sister,
listen, I just found a map that shows the place to where some one-eyed people live. All we gotta do is go there and catch ourselves a one-eyed man, bring him back home and put him in a cage in the center of the marketplace, and charge everybody a penny a look. We'll make millions.
Is that so?
Said that lazy good-for-nothing.
Well, you go ahead and capture you a one-eyed man and when you bring him back home,